Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Pei Tes. Let's see the time element in Sfiras HaOmer. B'leil Sheni Achar Tfilas Arvit, second night after Ma'ariv, which already gives you a certain time frame for what has to be done, is Matrilin Lispor HaOmer. Im Shachach Lispor B'Tchilat HaLaila, if you don't go ahead and count b'tchilat halayla, also that's a technical term. B'tchilat halayla means that tzeita kochavim is holech v'sofer kol halayla. You can go ahead and do it the entire night, but mitzvah al kol echad lispor la'atzmo should be done by every single person. Furthermore, tzarich lispor milmad, it should be done standing. Ulevarech tchila and say a bracha. The sofer yamim v'shavuot, the count includes two things, both days and weeks. So that, for instance, ketzad, what are we talking about? Bayom ha'rishon omer hayom yom echad ba'omer. Now, others say hayom yom echad la'omer. We'll soon see what the story is. Ad shemagia l'shiva yamim, till you reach the week. Va'az yomar hayom shiva yamim shehem shavu echad ba'omer. And then b'yom chet, on the eighth day, yomar hayom shmona yamim shehim shavu echad v'yom echad ba'omer. Days, yamim, v'shavuot, and weeks. V'chein, and you continue that way, ad sheyagia la'arba asar. By the time you reach 14, yomar hayom arba asar yamim shehim shnei shavuot ba'omer. Al derech zeh, continue with that, mone v'holech ad mem tet yom, until he reaches the 49th day. Bet im ta'u biyom ha'me'unan. It was a cloudy day, and the mistake was that they didn't realize that it was a little too early. Because it was a yom ha'me'unan, u'berchu al sfirat ha'omer, they said the bracha. So it truly wasn't the end of the day before. Says the Shulchan Aruch, chozer lispor kishetechshach. You go ahead and you once again count when it is truly dark. And for this reason, Hamedak Tekim, Einam Sofrim Atzeita Kochavim V'chein Ravi La'asot. So that you have full days, you want to make certain that you will do it at Seita Kochavim, so that you don't get into this problem. Okay. Today we don't have that problem, but you'll soon see. In halacha gimel, we may have an answer to that.
But is he implying from this that somebody could count before Seita Kochavim?
Definitely. Definitely, which we will soon see.
Because Hamadak Tekim, as if to imply that Ben HaShemashas, you could count and be okay.
Take a look at Halacha Gimel. Hamitpalel imatzibur mi ba'od yom. You're davening and it's still day, and we are talking about one of several things. You daven long before Shkia, and you know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as soon as you finish Mincha, you start Ma'ar, as long as it's after Plaga Mincha. Mm-hmm. Correct? So it's Mibod Yom. Mone imahem below Bracha. Okay? Since they're going to say it anyway, because it's within the Ma'ariv of the Tzibur to say it, you say it without a bracha, v'mizkol, b'alayla yivareich v'yispor. And then later on, remember that when you daven, it was not tzeisa kochavim, it was before. Then you go ahead, and you say a bracha, once again, and you count. V'afilo ana amen al bichat ha'kahal. Even, says the Ramah, if you went ahead and you answered Amen, which shows what we call smichas das, that you agree to the concept that's being said in the bracha, and at the time that it's being said, However, if you, in your mental reservation, had the tanai not to count the sphere early and be yotzeis, yachzol vivarech biyispol balayla. And this is the Beis Yosef, and he quotes the Rashba. That the Tzibur is doing it according to Rav Yehuda, as we learned years ago, the Ovid Kemar, Ovid, Ovid Kemar, Ovid. There is no way to bridge the machlokas. Rav Yehuda holds that Zman Mincha is until Plag Mincha, which is Od Yom, it's the sun is still shining, and the minute Mincha is over, bueno, you have the time of Ma'ariv. And Ma'ariv, the call says, Sfiras Omer, there are no two ways about it. Okay? Now, there's another way, and that is, what if you are davening Mincha Miba'od Yom, and it just, Shkia just turned on you, and so you're in the Bein HaShemoshos. What do you do there? Now we'll come back and we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah and see what the story is. Let's take it piece by piece. And we'll get to the time elements in a short while. Mishnah Berurah tells us that B'leil Sheni starts, the thing starts, Sfiras HaOmer starts on the second night. Kasu achronim, the omrim ma'arvit tashayach liyom bet afilu chal leil sheni b'motzei Shabbat has absolutely nothing to do with Sfiras HaOmer, but but there are those who say piyutim called ma'arvit. You say that on Motzei Shabbos if it's the second night, just like you would say it any other night. Because normally when a Yom Tov falls on a Motzei Shabbos, you have a different set of piyutim, but not here. V'afal pi d'bisha'arei chagim shechal yom rishon b'shabbat. Even in other yamim tovim, when the first night occurs on Shabbos, so omrim this ma'alvit, you say these piyutim shal yom rishon b'leil sheni, the reason that you don't do it on Pesach, when you have Friday night, the first night, Motzei Shabbos, the second night, is because Sha'ani Hacha, the Hama'arvit, who mean Yan Shal Sfira. That all of the piyutim that we say in Ma'ariv on the second night revolves about Sfira. And therefore, you want to have the theme of the piyutim to be the theme of Sfira, even though it is not the same with Shavuos and with Sukkos. Now, the only ones who say piyutim these days are probably the Yekis.
Now, are you talking about those pesukim between, what do we say, Volatzio? What do we say?
No.
Saturday night?
No, I'm not talking, whatever it is, I'm not talking about that.
Ms. Morgan.
You've never seen it, no. Oh. You've never seen it. But if you take a full machzer of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, you will see that in every bracha before Kriya Shema, every bracha after Kriya Shema, you say piyutim, you add certain things. Svaradim. Yeah. Right before Baruch Atah Hashem Amariv Aravim, right before Baruch Atah Hashem Ohev Amo Yisrael, they add piyutim. And it's always the theme of the Yom Tov. But the exception is on Friday night of Yom Aleph of the Chag, you wouldn't say the Ma'ariv, you postpone it. In other words, the piyutim of Ma'ariv, you postpone it till the second night. Here you don't. Friday night, you leave Friday night alone, and then Motzei Shabbos you say the second night, because the second night's theme is the theme of Sfiras HaOmer. The Shulchan Aruch told us that Sfiras HaOmer begins Achal Tfilas Arvis. Where Achal Tfilas Arvis, says the Mishnah Berurah, because it's it is Kodem Aleinu. And Aleinu was a later addition to Ma'ariv. The whole Ma'at, the Efshal Akdumei Mekaduminan. Why? Kidei Sheitkayem Yaseh Mash Katuv Tmimot Tehiyena. So you try to get it as early as possible to Tzei Sakochove, because that's the beginning of the day. And the earlier the better, so to speak. Why? Because the mitzvah is Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot Tehiyena. The concept of Tmimah is that you're counting as best possible 24-hour periods of time. While you can do it all night, but if you do it at the beginning of the night, as close to Tzeis HaKochavim as possible, you are symbolizing the best way possible to Mima, that it be a complete count.
Are you starting at the beginning to count that 24-hour period?
Right, or as close to 24 hours as you can. Matchilim lispor, who starts to count on the second night? Says Mishnah Berurah, because this is a mitzvah saseh shazman grammar, nashim v'avadim pturot, should be pturim mi mitzvah zo, the havi mitzvah saseh shazman grammar. Okay? Katav Magen Avraham, Mihu, however, Kvar Shavya Alayu Chova. But by now, we're talking the 17th century, 1700s, the women have considered it an obligation upon themselves to go ahead and maintain Sfirat HaOmer, just like any other mitzvah taseh shazman grama, they're allowed to do it. Uchi medumeb de medinatenu, but however, says the Mishnah Berurah, in his area, Lo nahage nashe klal lispo. The women have not at all accepted this minhag upon themselves.
Where did they accept it?
Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham's time was Poland.
Oh, I see. But in the time of the Mishnah Berurah.
The time of the Mishnah Berurah, a century later. No, he says it's not in our areas. No. Kasav b'sefer Shulchan Shlomo, al kol panim lo yivarchu. That if they want to go ahead, then better that they shouldn't say a bracha. Because leave it to the women and their schedule at night, having to worry about their family chores, they are going to mess up the count. In any event, the women don't begin to know what they're saying. Now that's an important thing. Okay? No. That's an important thing. It's just the other way around.
Yeah.
Whenever it says al pirov lo yodim perusha milot, and you see it in the sefer, then you know exactly what the story is today. It's exactly the opposite. Mikavan shehayom anashim yodot. You understand? Given if you're telling me that you're going to let them off easy because they don't know what they're doing, all right. So the converse, the flip side, is also valid. That if you send them to school and they finally come, whether it's Veis Yaakov or Stern or anything else, and they know, why shouldn't they do? You see. It's absurd not to have them do. Now, continues the Mishnah Berurah, if you forgot at the beginning, Holech v'sofer kol halayla. You have time, even so, even though ideally you want to recreate the tmimot, you can go on and do it all night. Why? The kol shelo avar halayla lo nafik adayim miklal hakatuv tmimot iyena. Because you have to admit that even if I do it at tchilat halayla, at the very beginning, I still don't have a perfect 24 hours. But as long as night is the beginning of the yimama, is the first phase of the 24 hours, then you have to admit that all night is still part of the Tmimot Tihiyena. It's still part of the first phase. Therefore, you can go ahead and make a bracha. Kol echad sofer la'atzmo, you have to go ahead and do it for yourself. It's an individual. Dichsivu svartem lachem. Lachem is mashma sheha mitzvah chol al kol yachid v'yachid. It is obligatory for every single individual. Just like ulekachtem lachem b'yom ha'rishon with the lulav and the esrog. והנה משמע מזה בספירה אינו כמו בשאר מצוות התלוי באמירה like לעניין קידוש והבדלה וכיוצא בו. There is a basic difference here between a mitzvah such as Sfiras HaOmer on the one hand and a mitzvah like קידוש and הבדלה and others. And what is the difference? אם שמע לחברו ונתכוון לצאת יוצא בזה משום דשומע כעונה. You go ahead and Kiddush and Havdalah, and you hear someone say Kiddush, and you hear someone say Havdalah. Shomea keoneh, it's as if you had said it yourself, as long as you listen and say Amen. Hacha, but here, by Sfiras HaOmer, Gileta Torah de lo yatsa The Torah tells us a chiddush here by Sfiras HaOmer that you aren't yet say the mitzvah kol kama delo safar be'atzmo, so long as you didn't do it yourself. Aval yesh me'acharonim, says the Mishnah Berurah, there are those who have written differently. Shekatvu de kavanat haTorah hu rak delo neima de mitzvah zu. The mitzvah zu abezdim levad koi. The only reason, according to some others, they say is that it says usfartim lachem, is that we should not mistake the mitzvah sfirat haomer for a bezdin mitzvah, kemo shmitin v'yovlot. That shmita and yovel must be declared, and must be the time must be implemented by Bezdin, dichesiv sham, because in Shemitah and Yovel it says, v'safarta lecha sheva shabbatot, you'll have to go ahead and count 7 years, sheva shanim, sheva pa'amim, by Shemitah and Yovel. V'safarta lecha means the kai, that the Bezdin has to initiate the count. Ella, but here, v'safartam lechem kai atzibur. But theoretically, if you heard from your friend Shesafar that he went ahead and counted Sfiras HaOmer, and you want to be yotze with that, v'gam chavero kiven lotzi is yatza kamo b'chol makom. It has to go. I mean, you know, you play it once, you play it all the time. The kaimalan, because there's absolutely no question that the halacha is shamea ke'oneh. And when you listen and you answer, amen, and you have a kavana. V'chol zeh b'sfira. But what we're talking about is the sfira itself. V'beracha shemevarchina ala sfira is the kuli alma efshar latzeit al yidei chavero afilu hu baki. You cannot ever get away from the notion that if someone says a bracha and you answer amen and you have kavana to answer that bracha as if you had said it, that there's absolutely no problem there. Kamo kol habrachot, just like any and every other bracha.
So if you say amen to his bracha,
yeah. So you don't have to. You don't have to say, but counting yes.
Then I have to
counting you would yes, right?
So then, in what way can I be yotzei with his counting? Didn't he just say that?
No.
If I have kavana to be yotze with his counting, and
he's refining it to say that it is the bracha. You understand?
So then he can make the bracha and count, and I am yotze with that?
No.
That's not what he said. The bracha. Yeah.
No, not here.
Theoretically, yes.
But just
yeah. Theoretically, the kaimalan shomea ka'oneh v'chol zeh bisfira. Okay, now the words v'chol zeh bisfira is the question is only open as far as the counting is concerned, but there was never a question as far as the bracha itself. The bracha itself, no question whatsoever. Okay, so the v'chol zeh bisfira, there is a machlokas, those who want everyone to say, and there are those who say, what do you mean shomea koneh?
So in shul, we should all say amen and count.
We don't know yet. Take the next line. Mihu, however, after this theoretical discussion, minhag b'chol Yisrael shekol echad mevarech v'sofer la'atzmo ve'in somchin al hashatz. That's the minhag. So you got your machloket over there. Certainly no machloket about the bracha if you say amen. The only question is, should you go ahead and be yotze with someone else's counting? Or you repeat it. So he tells you, Minag kol Yisrael these days is that everyone does the mitzvah for himself. Ein somchim al hashatz. All right?
Yeah, but then you make your own brachot.
No question. So what is the purpose of the Shliach Tzibur making the bracha? Lahodi al hakahal. Mao asfira, mao ayom. That's all. Simple as that. Kasuwa achronim, another question. Sfira mutar b'chol lashon. Sfira ta'omer can be in any language. Ubilvad sheyavina ta'omer lashon. As long as you understand it. You understand? Which, once again, reflects back on the women. Surely a language they understand. Surely a language they understand. So I'm not so ready to let them off. The only problem is the schedule and regularity. So you have a machloket over there. Some areas they scheduled, some areas they didn't. V'im eino mevin, however, if he doesn't understand, afilu safar b'lashon ha-kodesh, eino yotze, person goes ahead and counts, not understanding even the Hebrew of it. Because sometimes there could be a plus, an advantage you're going to give to Ivrit, even if you don't understand it. It's eino yotze, not here. That's elsewhere in Tefillah, but not here. Why the kaven the lo yada ma'ika amar in ze svira? There has to be some kind of cognitive ability to understand that you're counting something here. Tzarich lispor mumad. You have to do it standing, based on the Gemara. Tzarich la'amod mishah shematchil habracha. B'diavad. But if you cannot stand, is afiluim safar miyushav, even if you did it sitting, is yatsa, you certainly have observed it. Now, the concept of sfirat yamim v'shavuot, being able to count both days and weeks, t'chesiv tisfiru chamishim yom. And also the pasuk tells us, t'chesiv shiv'a shavuot tisfolach. Sfiras HaOmer is in two places. Mentioned in two places. Once it focuses on the days, the other time it focuses on the weeks. We go ahead and we do both. V'im safar yamim l'chud. What if you only did days? V'lo yizkir shavuot. Leaving out the weeks where it was applicable, yesh omrim sheyatza b'diavad. That it was minimally acceptable. But, yesh omrim, others disagree. Shetzarich lachzor v'lisvo yamim v'shavuot k'din. Valkain, Jose Vesofer below Bracha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right on that particular day,
yeah.
If he catches
right.
himself.
Im Shachach, Lachzor Vlispo, Yomone Sha'al Yamim Bibracha. But if he didn't catch himself, having done only the Yamim, only the days, don't say that he has ruined the count, because after all is said and done, at least Yamim he's got there, and it's a weak link, but it's certainly an acceptable link. The Immana Shavuot. What if he did only weeks? V'lo Yamim. Kegon Shama Bayom Ashvi Hayom Shavua Echad. V'lo Hiskir Yamim Klau. L'chule Alma Lo Yatsa. According to all. Alright, he's got to go ahead and repeat it. Now, if you take a look, you'll see down on the bottom in Shar HaTziyun, Yud Aleph, D'lechu le'alma tzarich lahazkir yamim. Explains the Mishnah Berurah that everyone, the only problem that you have is about weeks, not days. Days without question have got to be mentioned. Uchidichsiv chamishim yom tispar. Because the ultimate end of the mitzvah is to do it for 50 days. So even though I have the other two psukim of, the other pasuk, of Shiva Shavuot Tispolach, it ends off with Chamishim Yamim. The end of the mitzvah is to be able to have 50 days, and therefore the days have got to be done. B'chein mevo'ah b'yerayim. Yerayim is one of the Rishonim. He's a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. U'b'shibalei ha'leket. U'mashe katav Magen Avram. But the Magen Avram writes di'yatza, that a person would go ahead and be and observe the mitzvah, is not a machlokes. It's kai. This refers to al'achar shiva yamim. Kegon shamar hayom shiva yamim v'yom echad. V'lo amar mikodem hayom shmona yamim keminageinu. The Magen Avram in the original Shulchan Aruch goes ahead and seems to say that if you just do the weeks, you'd be okay without the days. He doesn't mean that. It should not be meant that way. We're talking about from 8 days on. And from 8 days on, you start first hayom shmona yamim. And this is the equivalent she'em shavu echad v'yom echad ba'omer. If you didn't do the first part, Hayom Shmona Yamim, but you said the second part, Sheheim, Shavu Echad, V'yom Echad La'omer, this Yatsa, says the Magen Avraham, because you still have Yamim in it. You still mention, right? Hayom Shavu Echad U'Shnei Yamim Ba'omer. You still have yamim, even though you didn't say hayom tisha yamim, and so on. Alright? Back upstairs into the Mishnah Berurah. The question of the Nusach. Ba'omen la'omer. Ba'omer. Berov ha'poskim, most say ha'nusach la'omer. Right? Mihu. Ikar davar ze eino ela lechatchila. כדי לבאר שהוא מונה מיום שהקריבו את העומר והלאה. Right? Is this word, ba'omer, la'omer, does not really change anything that is essential to the mitzvah. It just tries to indicate, to clarify, that you are counting into the days that the omer, korban, could have been brought. The Im lo amar ela hayom kach vekach, you know, hayom shnei yamim. Okay, without the word la omer or ba omer, you know, is name yatsa, there's absolutely no problems.
So whether I say ba or la is
that's
not critical.
No, that's irrelevant. It's a matter of diktuk. Take a look at Yud in the Mishnah Berurah. Val derech ze, you continue on, as he said. Minhag lomar achar sfira yehi ratzon sheibaneh beit hamikdash. Kelomar, why do you say that? In other words, you're saying is, az nekayem mitzvat havat haomer. With the binyan beit hamikdash, we'll be able to actually bring the omer itself, which is the full mitzvah, not only the counting, the korban. Yesh no'agim, there's a minhag gam kein lomar mizmor elokim yechanenu, etc. and so forth. You add all other things. But once you finish, yehi ratzon sheyivaneh beit hamikdash v'mehera v'yameinu v'sham na'avodcha v'yirah k'miyolam shem k'maniyot, that's it. You don't have to say anything else. Ze yud aleph. Yud aleph.
Ze mo'eh ad mem pesyom.
Yeah. Alright, you got a wise guy, Kasu Achronim, Diim Amar Belashon Acher Kegon Biyom Lametes on the 39th day, and that's a favorite number. He said, Hayom Arba'im Chaser Achat is Name Yatza. Today is the 40th day minus one. Now why? Why would someone do that? Because all over in Shas we have this, especially by the Pasuk in Malkus. Abayim yakenu lo yosif. If someone's supposed to get Malkus in Bedin, Abayim yakenu, you give him 40 lashes, lo yosif. And the halacha is 40 is ad Abayim, until 40. Until 40 means 39, or Abayim chaser achat, 40 minus 1. So it may be that there's the hergel, that there is, you know, having known this, and this is so common to anyone who has learned Gemara, he may have gone ahead and said that. Nonetheless, yatsa. Now, Yom Hamuna. Now we start getting into the Zman aspect of it. Remember we said, Im Ta'u bi Yom Hamunan, it was a cloudy day, you thought it was dark already. Dark in the sense that it was, you know, Ben HaShemashot, after Shkia. And it turns out that it wasn't after Shkia's Chozrin Lispom Kishitech Shach. You have to go ahead and repeat the sphira once it truly gets dark, says the Mishnah Berurah, Humi Devrei HaRashba B'tshuva Siman Kuf Nun Dalet. It's based on the Rashba, Umevoar Sham, in the original source, in the Rashba, it happened the following. It's explained that this is the case, Shehakahal Yitpalalu Gam Ma'ariv Kodem. They davened an early Ma'ariv. Uli Inyan Ma'ariv Ein Laim Lachzor Yitpalel. As far as Ma'ariv is concerned, you don't, you know, Yom HaMunan, you don't have to go ahead and daven a Ma'ariv again, because you can rely on, you know, that other opinion, that Rav Yehuda's opinion, that you can daven Ma'ariv mibo'od yom. And it's Mishum Tircha de Tzibura, you're not going to be able to get a minyan again. As we've explained elsewhere in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Siyif Yudal. But That's as far as Ma'ariv is concerned. Rak l'inyan svira, but when it comes to svira, so Omer is lo mashkichinan b'tircha. We're not going to invoke and worry about tircha ditzibura didohu. Ki eich yomala mashal asara yamim, how can he go ahead and say hayom asara yamim ve'eno ela tisha? When the fact is that it's still the ninth day. Ki alto hayom tshiyihu v'lo asiri ad seita kochavim ad kan dvarav shah. And this is what the Rashba says. When you daven ma'ariv early, yesh al mi lismoch. You have halachas that allow you to daven ma'ariv early. You don't have to repeat it. Here, to say Siras Omer early, it's an actual shekya. It's on the ninth day. And therefore, you have to go ahead and repeat lispol kishetach shach. And you repeat it, bi bracha kedin. It has to be with a bracha, because before it was nothing. V'hamidaktikin. That's the word that caught your attention before. Ratzaloma, by this he means the min hadin. If you really look at it, lefi hadin, haya efshar la'akel lispol mishetach shach. Af kodem tzeita kochavim. If we're talking about the beginning of the day, then the beginning of the day is after Sfira, even though it's not Seita Kochavim, it's Bein HaShemashot. The Bein HaShemashot is Husafek Laila. It's possibly that it is night. And take the second principle, Azlinan Lekula B'Safek Derabbanan. The second principle is we're dealing here with a Safek Derabbanan. It's a Safek Yom and a Safek Laila. The Bizeh Azman, or the Bisvira, that Sfiras HaOmer b'zeh hazman today, without the korban, shehu midrabanan l'rov haposkim. Most people agree that it's only midrabanan zeh l'churban. Ella, this having been said, nonetheless, mikol makom eino nachon lachnis atzmo l'safek l'chatchila. Still, if you just wait a little while longer, l'hachi, and this is the reason that the Shulchan Aruch uses the words v'hamidak tekim mamtinim ad seita kochavim shu bevadai lai. Okay? But there's absolutely no problem in going ahead and in Bein HaShemashot after Shkia in going ahead and counting Sfiras HaOmer. Now, surely we have now come back full swing to what is Bein HaShemashot? How many minutes? You see. Is it 13 minutes according to the Vilna Gaon? Is it 18 minutes according to the Vilna Gaon? Is it 40 according to Rabbeinu Yonah, etc. and so forth? Or Rabbeinu Tam, 72 minutes, whatever. Let's see. But unquestionably, this isn't like Shabbos, where there's Isu Melacha D'Oraisa, so that you don't have to wait. In Midarabbanan, because it's Midarabbanan, you don't have to wait as long.
Wait, Sfira Tam is the Rabbanan?
Even you said it, Zazman. Today it's Midarabbanan because it is separated from the Korban, from the Korban HaOmer. Uh-huh. You see, not everyone agrees, but Rov HaPoskim believe that the two, you know, Hoba HaTalia, one has to come along with the other. The Sfartam Lachem is the Horaisa only when you bring the Korban itself. So concludes Tetvav, the Mishnah Berurah, V'chein Raui La'asot. No, we have a little more, one more line. And it's proper that you wait. Ratzal Omar V'chatchila. Mikol Makom B'diavad. But if you were forced to it, Im Berach Bein HaShemashot is Yatsa. V'chein Nirali. And that's, this is the way I paskin. Aval Ha'eliya Rabbah is mifak peg bazeh umitzadeid shenachon sheyachzor v'yispor b'tzeit hakochavim b'li bracha. That if you went ahead and you did it bein hashmashot, that it would be best without a bracha, because the bracha is not the ikar of the mitzvah, without a bracha that you go ahead and repeat it truly after bein hashmashot. Now, another concept. Mitpalel imatzibum miba'od yom. Okay? You're davening an early ma'ariv. Miba'od yom. says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh me'achronim shepershu. There are those who said, da'ainu ben hashmashot, that the words miba'od yom means ben hashmashot, the hu safek laila, and if it's safek laila, it's safek yom also. The yotzi'im az yedei sfira leposkim, the sfira lei the sfira bizman azeh de rabbanan. Nothing more than a repeat. But they want to say that hamitpalel im atzibur mi ba'od yom really means the earliest is bein hashmashot. But achein hu rotze ledak deik velispor mitzeit hakochavim. A person who goes ahead and wants to do it, he wants to do it lefi hamedakdekim. He should do it after tzeis hakochavim v'chein nireli, and this is the way it should be done, as I said before. V'kamar hamechaber, and this is what the Rabbi Yosef Karo said, d'hu yimne imahem pen yishkach achakach. That he should go ahead and do it with the tzibur because of what he may forget later. V'yachshov b'da'ato, and at that time he should make the mental reservation. Im esko achakach balayla limnot. If I'll remember later on, ein ani rotze latzeit b'sfira zo, then I don't want to go ahead and be yotzei the mitzvah here. And if not, at least I did it. Ben hashmashot ukidid lekamei ba'aga'ah, just as it says later on in the Ramah. Ve'al kein, kishayagi hazman, achar kach yivarech v'yispo, ayin be'eur halacha, and so on. What do we do Friday night?
You mean after Kiddush or before Kiddush and Shul?
Friday night, everyone wants to daven early for sure.
Oh. They're davening early.
You don't count it in Shul on 7 o'clock,
I haven't been there, but.
Okay. All right.
I don't think that counts.
What if we say Hamitpalel im atzibur b'me'od yom? We daven at a 7 o'clock minyan and it's still light. Monei imahem b'lo bracha. Okay. Let's see. Yudchet. All right. Yudchet. Yivarech v'yispor b'alayla. Ve'afilu be'erev Shabbat. Even on Friday night, shekvar kibel Shabbat, you said Kabbalat Shabbat in the Chadodi, and you daven Arev, and it was all light. V'gam hitpalel im atzibur, afilu hach yivarech, v'yispor balayla. Why? Kevan shelo ratza latzet b'ma shesafar imahem ben hashmashot. Yes.
Yeah.
But there's only one problem. That's right. Therefore, over here, he says, just a minute. That's why we are forced to say that Miba'od Yom means Ben Hashmashot. Okay? That's for sure. That's right. All right. V'katfu achronim im yatzu hakochavim. Let's reverse it. If tzeis hakochavim occurred, is mutala lispo afilu lo hitpalel adayin ma'ariv. You can go ahead and do sfirat ha'omer even before ma'ariv. You don't have to wait till the end. Afilu hu b'motzei Shabbat. Sometimes motzei Shabbat you want to daven ma'ariv very late. You don't have to wait. You can do the Sefirat HaOmer right away. The halayla hu lechol mile, because obviously it is night already. Va'afilu lekadesh ulehavdil mutar kodem tefillah. You could even make kiddush and you could say havdola before davening. Ela she'asu b'imlacha ad she'avdil. See what he's trying to tell you. What he's trying to tell you is the issue of time. You try to get it. After all is said and done, you always try to get it as best possible, as close to Tzeit HaKochavim as could be. Now, Yutet. We didn't get to yet. Halacha Dalet upstairs in the Shulchan Aruch. Mi she'shoel oto chavero bein hashmashot kama yimei svira b'zeh halayla. It's Bein Hashmashot, which is Safek Yom and Safek Laila. And I ask you, what's the sphere tonight? Yomarlo, tell him et mola ya kach v'kach. Yesterday's sphere was this. Sheim yomarlo hayom kach v'kach. Then eino yachol lachzov limnot bibracha. You can't do it with a bracha because Ben Hashmashot may have already been the right time. Aval kodem Ben Hashmashot, kevan she'ein zman sfira, ze'ein b'kach klum. If it's before Ben Hashmashot, then it doesn't matter. You can tell him tonight because I'm telling you tonight, and it's before Ben Hashmashot, and today is a day earlier, so it's not to count any which way.
אם אחרי השמשות או בין השמשות, הוא אומר היום כך וכך, אפילו בלי ברכה, זה גם כן אפשר.